Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited, highly anticipated meeting with the old Jake Pitchoff, the new coach over at Lindbergh, and the three Flyers. Now, how about this? Jake, do you want to introduce him or should I go around?
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity to be here this afternoon. I could introduce the Flyers.
Oh, wonderful.
So we have senior Elizabeth Mertzloff.
Hi.
Yeah. I have senior Madison Mertzloff.
Hello.
They're twins.
I have senior Charlie Luchek.
Hello.
Hello, Charlie. Are you going to the Rock too, sister?
Yes, I am.
It was a 2-for-1 deal?
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
Holy cow. Goalkeeper?
Yep.
All right, man. Holy cow. This is unbelievable. Well, I'll be coming out to watch the Flyers. I guarantee you that, sister. Okay, Jake, it goes to the nth degree. You're the new guy. And, you know, sometimes they say the new guy brings all the luck. What do you think about this coming season? What do you got up your sleeves?
Yeah, I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be here at Lindbergh. You know, I think when I got the opportunity to get the job as the head girls soccer coach, I knew what this team was all about, given my last coaching stint and playing against and competing against many of these girls. Very high level in terms of technical and tactical ability. High explosive speed in the offensive zone, good transition through the midfield, and solid defensively in the backfield and in the goalkeeping end as well. They really just, the last year when we played against them, they played a complete game. So now that I've had the opportunity to take over the helm here, leaning on 10 seniors with the experience is going to be a huge key and principle to this year in the foundation. The juniors that are coming in as well, that had varsity experience, we have a lot of depth. Also adding in some sophomores and three freshmen this year to the mix. A total of 23 players that at any given time can play a multitude of different positions.
Wow.
And our focus this year is to be a family, to play consistent, to play a very, high end of pressure type of soccer, right? We talk a lot about it through playing fast, playing together, all right, playing hard, but really just playing Lindbergh soccer. And that brand in and of itself is carried out in our trainings, built in the culture and competitiveness that we establish. And on top of it, we have a whole new coaching staff this year.
Nice.
All which bring a lot of plethora of years of experience. So I'm really excited. Great opportunity to be here.
Oh, yeah, man. Are all three of you 4-year players?
Yes.
Yeah, we've all been on the team for 4 years since freshman year.
Wow. Well, here it comes then. We'll go around. Twin?
Yes.
There's a long line of history at the Lindbergh High School Flyers. And I'm telling you, sister, we only got an audio. We're not an audio-visual podcast, but you bring game with you. So how's that mentality doing? What are you going to bring here?
Oh, I think I'm excited for this year. I mean, it's a whole new dynamic, and I feel like definitely staying positive throughout the whole season. I mean, it's a short season, like 2 months long, but we have a lot of games, and each week is going to bring something new. I mean, each game is going to bring something new. So staying positive, like working together and staying close as a family. I mean,
yeah,
just figuring everyone out and knowing how they play and just working together as a team, I feel like will bring us all good luck.
Oh, man, yeah. I don't know if you see it. I got the sweater on, but I got goosebumps listening to what you got to say. Wow. How about twin? Is she an older one, a minute or two?
Elizabeth's older.
Okay.
Yeah.
35 minutes.
So, I'm the baby.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm a baby of nine.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for the season, and I feel like I can bring good leadership to the team, being in the back and helping my teammates figure out where the next ball needs to be played and overall how they all can work together to bring that goal-scoring mentality from the back, too.
Whoa. Welcome to the world of goal player. I mean, come on. Yeah. You used to be a goal keeper, but now you're the goal player, man. You're going to be a dynamite. I'm going to be keeping an eye on
you. Yeah, I'm super excited.
All right, then. Sister?
This year is already so different. Just right off the bat, the energy is there. The want and desire to be a great team is there. We are a family from the beginning. Like, we don't have to wait and get to know each other and, like, go through all these steps to become a family. We already are that family. And I think it definitely helps that the three of us and a few other players that are seniors are already committed to playing in college at that next level. We all have that desire, that want to be better, to continue playing the sport that we love. And our underclassmen, like Coach said, we have three freshmen who are great, prospective athletes and just players that want to play and that want to be there. There's been problems in the years past where, you know, that desire, that drive to win games and, you know, stay in it wasn't always there. But this year, that's like the one thing I know will be consistent throughout the season. And like Elizabeth said, just that positivity and just having each other's backs. We are a family no matter what. It's going to be a great season.
Oh, yeah, it is. I can't wait. And I'm telling you, let's go back around. But this is going to be the situation. You got it. You're going to maintain it because you're family for life, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I mean to tell you, just so that, you know, I drive by here. I don't go out of my way, but I'm going by South Lindbergh. And it's kind of like, wow, that's some school there. Because, you know, student. So you're bringing Lindbergh everywhere you go. So when you get on there, what position are you playing?
I'm a striker.
So I tell you, they don't know, they won't be able to see a picture of you, but they're going to know you your number of how many goals you score.
Yeah, I mean, just always trying to score. I mean, looking to either score or assist for my teammates. I mean, always being there in the middle, leading, whether it be like from the back to the top or just... I'm just trying to be a leader and, like, having that mentality of scoring, getting hungry in the box, and, yeah.
That's a key, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They talk about, Jake, that there's goal scorers and girls who score goals. What are you?
I'm a goal scorer.
Oh, man. All right. Can we get the sister?
Yes.
The twin? When you get in that class... You come in the morning. Mm-hmm. You're getting ready. The more and more it's coming down to coming out here. Are you getting psyched all the way through?
Yes, I get excited. I think about it all day.
Yeah, down to they know who you are. Everybody knows who you are,
yeah.
Right? You stuck out like a sore thumb. A winner. A champion. Yeah. And so that's the whole thing of what you learn in there. You bring out here.
Yes.
And then when you learn here, you bring in there.
Yes, for sure. It brings it in both ways. Like, just overall having the support from your classmates, too, to become helping you, cheering you on throughout your games. But also, when you're on the field, you just help. If one of your teammates needs help, you can offer that support and just overall be there together as a family.
That's right. So did I look like a goalkeeper?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe I show you my hands and fingers and stuff. Coach, let's just stop in with the coach here. Everybody is saying the right stuff. And so when I was out here, I watched the girls, the Flyers, warm up. And that, what they call an Indian run?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, to me... Man, cha-ching! That was, you got well certified just doing that. And plus what you say on this broadcast is unbelievable. But, Coach, is that how it happened? is that when you psych them up, you say, hey, keep it going. Don't turn it off.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to the mentality and preparation. A lot of what we've been talking about and instilling in these girls is the mental preparation that it takes in order to perform. And that has been carried out in our workouts in our preseason. This went all the way back into November of last year and December and parts of even January, February, early this year. We had on average 43 girls out with preseason workouts. And
Wow. That
right then there instilled what we were about in terms of preparation for the season.
Without a doubt.
With the goal is to win a district title
Yep. And
to compete and win state.
Amen.
And that has now carried into preseason and our early practices this year with warm-ups, fitness at the beginning, into our technical training, our tactical training, and even into what we just you witnessed today is a little bit of a chalk talk, you know, going over the details visually and understanding and learning our system of play. The game is the test. It's the classroom test. And as an educator myself and as a coach, this is an extension of the classroom. And so these girls are going to have the opportunity, 25, 26 games to master that test as we, you know, play throughout the season and then look to see where we're at heading into districts. And I think that's every coach's dream is get your team prepared, mastered for that test, so that way you ultimately can compete for the state playoff and for the state title.
Man, oh man. Well, Charlie, they don't have a fifth or a sixth year. This is your last year out
yes,
here,
sir.
Man. And you're going to William Woods?
Yes, sir.
Wow, baby. I mean, that's a nice way to go. Do you want to leave a little legacy here, Charlie?
I do. I am a leader on and off the field. I'm in a few clubs, one that's called the Letterman's Club. It's a very old club, but it's where all athletes from all sports meet, and they just talk about how they do want to leave their legacy. So a lot of the seniors take the spear on that one, and they step in, and they're like, how are we going to step up to the school and show like what we're leaving our last year? And I mean, there is a little bit of senioritis going around. We've all caught that disease once or twice, but I mean, soccer season's what I'm here for. Like, I don't want to be done yet. I want to go, and like Coach said, we're going for state. Like, yeah, we're gonna win districts. That's the first step, but it's state or bust. As Coach has been saying, like,
Nice. We're
going for it. It's my senior year, and I want nothing more but to end on the highest note possible. I have that drive. I have that want. I want to be that leader on the field, and on the times that I'm not on the field, I'm still gonna be that leader. So yeah, I think this attitude that we have is going to be carried over all the way till the end.
This is the first time I've ever met you. I'm a believer. Amen, sister. Wow. And Charlie, so you know that I know that you know Charlie is going to get into the little media and she understands the podcast world. So if you're ever looking to volunteer anywhere, you can always come to Whale Certified.
Oh, yeah.
we could pay you later. Okay. But anyway, so it's been a custom here at Whale Certified is that how we close up is that this gives you the time, Charlie, of whatever you want to say to your parents, your family, your friends, your coaches, your teammates, soccer community at large. What do you want to say?
I think the first people I want to start out with is just to my teammates that we got this and we're just going to keep working. We're a family. We're one unit. And I just want to like shout out my coaches because they're the reason we're here so far, that we're getting ready this week to play in our first game. And then this mentality that we have is just awesome. And I feel like we're already on top of the world and we haven't even played yet. So I can't imagine where we're getting at. And, you know, all my friends and classmates and family and everyone, just come out and support us. We love it. We need it. We thrive off of that, the cheering and having us, because it's going to be a different girls soccer team this year. It's going to be one that you won't want to miss a single game, because they're going to be great games. There's going to be lots of goals scored up top by our goal scorers, lots of connected passes, some amazing saves, and we're just going to win. I know we are.
Right on, sister. And you're bringing that first game. Where are you all going to spend the night at?
Columbia.
Columbia, Rockman.
Playing Hickman first on Friday and then Rockbridge on Saturday.
Oh, man, watch out, Columbia. Oh, watch out. Go ahead.
I mean, I just want to thank my teammates as well. I mean, like Charlie said, I mean, we want to be like a family this year, and I'm just super excited for what that's going to bring. I mean, like she said, it's only the beginning of the season, and I feel like it's just the beginning of our full potential. I mean, I feel like we haven't seen everyone's full potential yet, and I'm really excited to see, like, what everyone can do on the field and just, like, as a family, like, those bonding moments that we can all take together. And, I mean, I want to thank my coaches as well, like, my family, parents, everyone who comes out to support, classmates. I mean, them bringing the energy, too, and, like, believing in us and, like, having that support for us makes all the difference while we're playing. And, I mean, having our backs, I mean, all of our teammates and coaches have our backs all the time. So just being able to show that and, like, everyone knowing that we have each other's back is pretty great, and I'm really excited for this season.
Oh, man. There'll be a lot of green and gold in your life, huh?
Yeah.
Sister, twin.
All right. Yes. I want to, again, thank my teammates for overall their support and everyone just knowing, like, what they can do to support their teammates and just working together, like, as a unit and bringing the positive energy every day at practice to prepare for these upcoming games. And along with my coaches who have prepared us very well, I feel like, for our first game where we can come out and be successful. And also my parents and classmates and everyone for the support coming and watching all the games and just being our number one fans.
Amen, sister. Well, Coach Jake, you delivered, and the girls, the Flyers, have brung it. You're well certified, bro.
Thank you, Wales. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What do you have to say, Jake?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, thank you to the school for the opportunity to be here, you know, to my family as well, you know. My wife is also an athletic coach as well, who happens to be at Lindbergh. So we know what it takes as a family, and their support, my children, Charlotte, Liam, and to these girls. We have come together as a family, and I've seen the growth through the preseason, throughout the times, and we've been together, and even our preseason and getting ready for game competitions. You know, a huge thank you to the coaching staff. And a big thank you to, you know, the administration, as well as our soccer boosters and our fans and parents.
Man,
we could not do it without them. And we're blessed for this opportunity and excited to see the campaign of the girls' season unfold, and the many games that we are going to play, Class 4 and Class 3 games. And with us being in District 1 at the Class 4 level, we're excited for the challenges ahead, but know that if we stick to our principles and what we are about as a family and foundation and the potential we have a great opportunity to really make a great run this year. And thank you to Wales for having us out and being a part of this podcast today.
Right on, right on. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I am so excited, man. You're like the third or fourth team we got already, right? And they were pretty good. But you are superseded the expectations. Unbelievable. Holy cow. Okay, so here it goes. You know that I know that you know. I'm going to be coming out and watching you. And hopefully I'll get invited back and we'll have another interview with somebody. Okay?
All right.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Wills. Appreciate it. Talk soon.
All right. So...